Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
God is teaching you secrets. Secrets. Before this session, we were talking about work. We said work is a gift. Is that not so?
Yes.
Now, we want you to properly understand this is the background. We are dealing with the background. So, we are going to close it at this session. The background in working in material abundance. You will need to go and listen to it again and again. Whatever we change in a mind, in a man, where God changes first is his mind. If God wants to change a man, he first changes his mind. Your mindset must change. If your mindset does not change, you are not changed. Whenever God wants to change a man, he changes first his mindset. That's why we labor so much on giving you the right spiritual information. Because until you are well informed, you'll be deformed. Information leads to your transformation. So value spiritual information that renews you. That's what the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Until your mind is renewed, everything will remain as it is. When God wants to change you, it changes your mindset. The mind of a man is very powerful. So, again, principle number three is work. Nothing works until you work it. God himself works. Angels are working. Heaven is not a place of idleness. So don't think we will be raptured to go into idleness. Work is important. Now, let's move on because I sense we don't have the time. Number four is faithfulness. We continue from where we stop. If you want to qualify, now, have we been able to separate that you can be rich without carrying the blessing?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So as a Christian, we don't envy people. Is that all right?
Yes.
Now, faithfulness. Look at Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12. Yes, King James first.
He who is faithful in what is least.
Yes.
Faithful also in much.
Is faithful also in much. Okay. If you are unjust in what is least,
is unjust also in much.
You are unjust in what is much.
Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon,
if you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon,
who will commit to your trust true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?
You see that now. Now, take note that King James said there's something called true riches. If there is true riches, there's fake riches.
Yes.
So people who are supposed to have true riches are people who carry the blessing. Because there is fake riches. The one that does not endure. The one that does not last. Jesus clearly said there is true riches. If there is true riches, there is fake riches. Now, please take note. I need translations to read this Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12. Is that NIV translation?
NLT.
Read loud, please.
If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibility.
Go on.
And if you are unworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?
But take note. Look at something that is touching according to NIV. So is God using the way I handle money to judge the way I will handle real spiritual blessings? Don't you see it like that? If you are unfaithful in worldly wealth, we are not sure if we give you true riches. True riches transcend physical things. Oh, this thing is so touching. The way I handle physical things, God says, if you can squander physical things, you may squander spiritual things. Now, we don't need to know you will be a good pastor just because you pray long hours. It's the way you handle money. It can make us judge if you be a good pastor. The way you handle people will make us know if God can entrust you with nations. I found out that this is part of the background you need. If you are faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. This is what makes God qualifies you for much. How does God qualify you for much? When you are faithful in little. So, the way God does things is that God does not give anybody boom, ori ojiji. No. He will test you first with what? Little. So, let me ask you. If you are not faithful with 10 naira, you can't be faithful with 100 naira. If you are not faithful with 100 naira, you can't be faithful with 1,000. Time will fail me because I'm going somewhere. Do you know how God judges you and me? It is the hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I give a practical example. There was a time I practically begged for food to eat. When God, I began to study along these lines, God began to introduce me to gifts, say 2,000 naira. Ah, that's big money, those times. Out of 2,000, I will now say, how should we spend this money? How do we use this money? It's spend, I used to say, but now I understood that it's use. Okay, out of 2,000, first thing, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I will carry 500 and be going to a mission agency. Sometimes I will carry like 800. I will say, I can't have 2,000. And there are missionaries who doesn't have what to eat. At least my 500 naira can put food on the plate of a missionary this night. So I'll be going with my 500 naira. God was watching me. I remember I would go there with my 500 naira note to Capro. I would say, please, I want to give to missions. Do you know I suddenly discovered that my money increased from 2,000 to 8,000? Out of my 8,000, I will now carry. I could carry 2,000. I could carry 3,000. I'll carry it again. I'm going to that same place. Consistency in faithfulness qualifies you for wealth. So I will carry it. This is my dear wife there. I was shocked when God took me away from 8,000. That's Baba for you. Baba will say, since we gave him 8,000 naira regularly, he's been faithful in ensuring that seeking first the kingdom. This boy is faithful. What if I give him more? More. More. Heaven does not bless you with riches, material riches, like this. Boom! You don't see Ori Ojiji. It's not biblical. Abraham did not experience that. Isaac did not experience that. Everybody that had material substance on the earth who were genuine Christians, they grew in it by their faithfulness. Well, who owns the gold and everything on the earth? God. God gave it to you. You want to spend it on yourself. God said, this one, he will waste our resources. Let's keep him at his level. That's why several Christians can't grow past what they are. You know, excuse me, take notes. There's no problem with riches of the earth. You know, there's no problem with riches of the world. There's no problem. But if it is God that you want him to give you true riches, it must be by the doorway of faithfulness. You can't pass that. How many of you know that many people you call rich people, there are many, many of them who are liars? Many of these rich people are liars. They dupe the our government. Many of them like to collect money. Are you following me? How many people got money? There was something that was awarded. There was a contract that was awarded to Osun State government. 10 million naira. Are you getting it now? Instead of the person to dispense 10 million naira, they awarded the project and it should start in May. The person now kept the money till December. Are you following me? Please don't distract. Till December. He kept that money somewhere so that the money can yield. After that, he used that money to open a rice shop. After that, he still kept that money again, and the money kept yielding until after 2 years, he now executed the project. Is that man a rich man? That's the person you want to envy. Look, I spoke with a Lagos State politician. We're talking. And he was exposing to me. I said, my God, that's what many of you will run after and call riches. Dishonest. You now see them flounce like this and say, life in Dubai with our money that they kept for business. What should have feed the hungry? What should have saved lives? They kept it to yield more for themselves. Road that it should have been done. Somebody kept the money and more lives died on the road. His own money was yielding profit for him. Let me tell you something. You better stop envying people. You better don't let God look at you and say, what's wrong with you? What's your problem? You better stop envying people. When I was talking with this politician and he was telling me something, I said, my God, this is how people buy jeep. This is how people buy house. You will not tell me one of the richest man in Lekki, and you'll be doing Thanksgiving service in their church. Listen. Come out of this nonsense of looking at people and say, I wish what? You carry the blessing. Faithfulness in little. I saw God increase me. Oh, the first time I got 30,000 naira. You see, God is watching you. He's watching the way you are faithful with. When you have 10 naira and it is chingom you think of, God said, this one. He can't, don't give him hope. You see, I was shocked when the Lord was correcting me. He said, I gave you 500 naira. The first thing you thought about was suya. Who will give you true riches? Oh, I said, God, I want to suya. And he said, no, it is seeking first. So everything is about kingdom first. Admission is about what? Kingdom first. This is how you be a success. Some of you just want a change in your life because you want your shame to go away. Lord, clear my shame. I don't know why there is shame all over my life. We shame all over your life. You carry Christ the blessing. Your thinking now should be kingdom. This my university, it should be for the kingdom first. This my polytechnic is kingdom first. I am existing for kingdom first. When God looks at your mind and what is on your mind is something else, not kingdom first. God said, this one, we can't trust him. We cannot. These were the things. God said, I'm watching you, Binga. I'm watching you. No, but you have choice. So you have choice to go for the riches that does not last. And you can go for that one too. You can now. It's a choice. There is riches that does not last. That will get you house. That will get you cars. That will get you large business. There is a riches like that. You don't need to be a Christian to have that one. You don't need to be born again to ride car. So that's why we don't go to church for it. Faithfulness. You see, the way the Lord is dealing with me, he said, I am watching you. When I gave you one room, the way you were willing to use it to help people is what will make me move you to two bedroom. Oh, you are not with me now. When I gave you 2 bedroom, how you were willing to use it for my kingdom is what will make me think of moving you to 5 bedroom. When you are more willing to help more people, I will think of giving you a house. When God began, I know the path, I told you, and I'm saying it again. We are on the pathway to handling abundance of wealth in billions. Just watch me. Because I knew where I was. And I know, I wasn't there. Where we are now is the testing ground for tomorrow's abundance. If I want to join all those pastors to make quick money, I know how to do it. One pastor was planning to invite me to one church one time for their 30th anniversary. I know how to get to before rich people and say fake prophecy. And now I will get a car. There's a way to it, There's a way to it. But that one will not last. That's a fake riches. You can get that one if you like. It's a choice. It's a choice. If you enter the circles of children of the world, you can make millions now. By lying, by cheating, by faking things, by killing. Shocking. Some Christians do it. You will hear something like Asha Ajem. So, see, the Bible says, if you are faithful, can I have that translation read further for me? Because I want to rush. Please, quickly.
If you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with truth?
Can I have another translation?
No.
Yes.
For unless you are honest in small matters.
If you are not honest in small matters,
you won't be in large ones.
You will not be. So imagine your report card is concluded when you were small. Now. God has seen the rip. No, everyone says, "Oh Lord." Maybe God said, "No, we can't give her. We can't give him." Let me tell you something. God watch all those. What did that translation call it? Small
matters
like food, matters like water. You know how you can open water like this, to be wasting. You don't know it's a bad attitude. That the day God said, "I'm watching. You are wasting water." I said, "How this is water? You are wasting it. It's showing me you will waste things." I said, Lord, it says in your Bible, small matters.
If you cheat even a little,
if you lie small,
you won't be honest with greater respect.
So the person that is doing the exam that is cheating is already blocking grace for tomorrow. This is what students don't know. You are cheating now to write the exam. Who will ask you to be minister of education? You will cheat people. But you have the choice to go and make the riches that does not last, so you also have choice. Not this true one. Not the kind of money of like Job that God can protect. You see, I want billions that it is God that will be protecting. He said, don't touch that boy's money because it is money that I gave him. The one that Satan will come around and say, you have built a hedge around Bengal, the Banjo. But there is another riches that you can maintain by constant lying, which many people outside. When I talk with that politician, I open my mouth. Many of those people you see in book that got that snapping on Facebook, some of them that carry entourage, they are deceivers. Through the things they are doing, many have lost their lives. Yes. You see, some rich men, what they have is another type of prison that they call house. When you enter a rich man's house, you have gate 1, gate 2, gate 3, gate 4. Is that not prison? When you go to maximum prison, how many gates do you meet? How many security men do you meet? It's prison. A man will keep having 4 gates because his lifestyle is not pure. It is you who cheat somebody that will know somebody may be pushing you with gun. Can I have 4 gates? Who did I offend? From who did I steal? That we have 19th glass. Why are you hiding your face in a car? So they will not know you are the one passing. See, the lifestyle of a rich man tells you his dishonesty. You will see it in him. So don't let God catch you. Imagine you, if your heart shifts more because you saw a picture on Facebook, everyone has taken notes. Your heart is shifting. Why is he shifting to that? Because he had a private jet. What is in private jet that can fall down? You've not seen plane crash before. You've not had it. So remove from your mindset. Become faithful in small matters. I don't joke with small matters. When God said you waste food, you know sometimes you can just finish eating and leave the remaining. God started correcting me. If you waste food, it's a sign you will waste other things. And are you following me? When they serve you, quickly say it's too much. Before you use the hand of oil to rub it, and then it becomes something you can throw away. Ma, sir, it is too much. I hear my Bible says, he who is faithful with that small, that eba, will be faithful with true riches. I say, Holy Spirit, are you saying small? He says small matters. What is small matters? Small matters. Is it a big English?
No.
Small matters. Since that day, I have zero tolerance for waste. When he fed 5,000, he said, gather the fragment. Let nothing be wasted. Just will they feel it? Can't Jesus leave it? Don't leave it. Gather it, gather it. And in fact, when you gather it, they call the number. How many? 12. I thought if they gather it, just gather. Is it not to gather? No, he said, record the number. That's why there is a book called Book of Numbers. For what? Record. Don't waste things. Imagine God dedicated a whole book in the Bible for. If you read the Book of Numbers, if you are not careful, if that's what you're using for your quiet time, you'll be tired. If you are reading the Book of Numbers and the Holy Spirit is not inside that quiet time with you, you will be sleep off. You'll be hearing 22,000 people on shekels of silver, 82,400 on shekels of silver. I said, but God, I was sure this the Holy Spirit, keep reading. I said, but there's no revelation there. He said, keep reading. I said, but I've not seen. What is the revelation behind 22,000 soldier footmen of the tribe of Naphtali? He said, keep reading. If you can be dutiful enough to read these numbers, you will be able to keep record. I have not successfully read the Book of Numbers till I'm standing. Because after some time, I will jump three verses. Because you find out the verse is the same thing. I will jump. Those who say you are jumping. Be detailed. Go on, read it again. You know, I will have to be going back. Those there's no revelation, be reading. The fatigue of numbers. So that you can know what it takes for people to be recording. You think this idea of writing if we buy purportenera, it came from where? It came from the dealing of the Holy Ghost. Record, where is the proof of your stewardship? I want to see it. I was in quiet time one day, and the Spirit of God said, where is the record of the spendings of my provision in this house? I said, Lord, we didn't waste it. We are just spending. You are just spending. And I know what that means. He that is faithful in little. See, you don't know that thing is for the Lord. You don't know that record sheet is Jesus. So you don't know. You think it's just record sheets. It's not record sheet. It's what we check and say, Lord, this is it. This is the proof that everything we are spending is detailed. How can they be recording shekels of silver, shekels of gold? But God said, put it there, put it there. I thought if they are writing Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy is good. God said, no, put the numbers there. I want men to see numbers. Go to the Book of Revelation, you will see numbers. God has interest in numbers. In details. So those things you call small matter, they are not small. Tell somebody by your side, they are not small to God. So faithfulness. He that is faithful, complete it for me please, in small matters, is faithful in large ones. Go on, please.
If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibility.
You will not be honest, and they don't need to get into your future to try you. They won't try you in your future. They've seen it now. This is coming directly from the mouth of our master, the blessing. This scripture, I can never forget it. If you are faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. You see, be using it to sing. Sometimes you say, if I'm faithful in little today, I'm faithful in much. If God can approve me in faithfulness in little things, I'll be faithful in much. I'll be faithful. So don't, if you want to get useless riches, you get out of this place. If you don't want to get out of this place, this is the law. Faithfulness. Number five, is it clear?
Yes,
I said, is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Number five, giving. Giving. Everybody say giving.
Giving.
I wish I can stay on this, but I won't stay because there's a place we want to touch. We want to touch the wisdom part. For God so loved the world that He gave. God love, God gave. If you love, you'll be a giver. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. You can be giving without loving, but you can't truly love and nothing goes out of you. Brother, I was sharing with you, my brother. I said, when I gained admission to a state university, nobody was ready to pay my school fees. Not my father, not my mother. And I said I will go to school. God said, this is the principle. So this is not about your parents. I'm teaching you how to live a life minus the support of anybody. Are you following me now? Everyone who supports you, you are not seeing that person as being supporting you. Who is supporting you? The Lord. Because the person you are looking at that will support you may one day stop. Are you with me?
Yes.
Give me. Now, look at, amen. When you cannot give, you are not like your father in heaven. God is a giver. He gave, He's giving us some, He's giving us rain, He's a giver. He gave His son. That's why He told us in Romans 8:32, if I give my son Jesus, what else do you think I can give? I'm a giver. You must learn to give. Somebody now say, but I'm not getting any money. No, you don't give money. You give your time. You can give your time. You can give your words.
Encouragement.
Support. Togetherness. Don't reduce giving to money. There are so many things you can give. Don't let me go too far into that. Yes, we treated that yesterday. You remember? I said, do you remember? If you give to those who will repay you, God said that's not giving. Real giving in the kingdom is when you give to the person that can't repay you. Look at, to save our time, let's open all of us together, Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Are we all there now?
Yes.
Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Which reading for us?
Honor the Lord. With your possessions. And with the first fruit of all your increase.
With the first fruit of all your increase.
Sow your what?
Bands. That's in you. Can I have another translation?
Honor the Lord with your wealth.
Honor the Lord with your wealth.
And with the best part of everything.
With the best part of everything you produce. That is giving God first. Honor the Lord first. Think of the kingdom first. Go on.
And He will fill your barn with wheat and barley.
You see that? What does that show you? When you give to the Lord joyfully, cheerfully, God does not just wait. He will reward you. Are you following me?
Yes.
Look, learn this. You must honor the Lord with what you have. It must be, I don't want you to ever forget this, it must be a lifestyle. Honor the Lord with what you have, constantly. Constantly. Luke chapter 14 and verse 13. Another person should open to Proverbs 11:24. Luke chapter 14 verse 13. Another person should open to Proverbs 11:24. You remember, when you give a feast,
invite
who? Hey, go on.
The maid.
So invite the poor, invite the maid. Yes, the what?
The lame.
Uh-huh.
The blind.
And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you.
So God wants you to give to people who can't repay you. It is your pathway to material abundance. Proverbs. Who is reading for me? That's King James. Go on, read it.
There is one who scattered.
There is one who
scattered.
Yet he increased more.
And there is one who withhold.
There is one who withhold.
More than
his needs.
But it leads to poverty.
Please, it leads to poverty. I want every translation. Proverbs 11:24. Yes.
It's possible to give away and become richer.
You see that? You are giving, but you are getting richer. The issue of the earth says you get more to be richer. The kingdom says you give more to be richer.
It is also possible to hold on to and lose everything.
Did you see that? You give more. Oh yeah.
Give freely. And become more wealthy. Be stingy. And lose everything.
Take it one more time.
Give freely. And become more wealthy.
Be stingy.
And lose everything.
I discovered that in the kingdom, those who hold tight to, they lose. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching you what changed me. I said I started taking 500 naira. Is that not so?
Yes.
God increased it. I gave more, he increased it. I gave more, he increased it. Till I am recording millions. And I know to cross to several millions. It's still the same principle. You keep giving. You don't give because you want to do trade by battle with God. You have missed it. Let me give God 1,000 so I can give him 5,000. It's not Niger bet. You are not doing betting with God. You are not doing MMM. You give God because you love him. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You give God because you love him. Give and get richer. Be stingy and lose everything. Who is NIV?
One person gives freely. Yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly.
Now that tells you that he's saying that there's something you can keep back for the sake of reinvesting. But when you keep back that is necessary, did you see that in that Bible?
Yes.
Go on.
Another withholds unduly.
Uh-huh.
But comes to poverty.
This is your father speaking. Let me tell you something. Be addicted to giving, and your life will always go up. I know it. Giving is too important in this kingdom. I started giving small money. I started giving my time. See, when you give your time to God to pray for people, when I'm praying for you, don't you know it's a giving too? God will raise up many more who will pray for me. You don't just say, I started giving clothes. Oh, I remember this time. I think I've said it here before. Somebody just gave me a new suit, a very good suit, and I like suit so much. Ah, God had to deal with me. But suit is part of what I say. No, if Ashonlali Nyola, I love suit. So somebody gave me suit, very nice material. So one day I wore it to church, and there was one old man who was talking to our pastor. So suddenly I just passed by, you know, in my suit. I was happy in church. Hallelujah! You know, God has blessed me. And the man just called me after speaking to our pastor. He said he wants to see me. I said, Reverend sir, because he's not a member of our church. So I said, what is it? He said, I want your suit. The suit they just gave me. That was a funny one though. God knows how suit is so much in my heart. You don't understand. I like suit as in God giddy giddy gong. I love suit. The man said, I want your suit. I said, Daddy, suit is not what they use for ministry. That's what I told that man. Because the man says he's a minister of God. I said, Daddy, the anointing is the most important. Not suits. Because in my heart I see this suit. You know this thing, I've been praying for suits. The man said, I know, but I want your suit. I don't know that man. I've never seen that strange person in my life. I said, Daddy, I will buy you a new suit. He said, no. This is not my say that suit. And he gave me time. He said, come tomorrow. I'll be at this church so time. Help me bring the suit. I've never seen that such person before. I'm telling you. I wrestled. That suit was my Isaac. How was I say, oh my God? And I was planning to go and use it to preach, you know. Holy Spirit, I can buy for the man. I don't know where I'll get money. You know, my mother was already happy. Everybody was like, bro, I know this is so good. And I was happy. But yet, that man's word, meet me at so time. Bring the suits. Many scriptures were coming. Isaac, Abraham offered Isaac, and he increased. I was like, oh my God, help me now. I saw that day, I loved the suits so much, I couldn't give it away. I didn't tell her. If I tell my mother that a man meets me inside church, I said, my mother said, Nebo, you can't go with that suit. She will block me. So I didn't tell her. Just like Abraham did not tell Sarah. So I carried the suit. I was thinking the man will not be there. How can somebody, and he's not a member of our church, nobody knows him. If our pastor doesn't know him. I was shocked that when I got there, the man was waiting. He was there the next day. So I told him, I said, the Baba, and this is the suit. He collected it and looked at me and started speaking. He said, from this day, you will never be naked. He said so many words. I was just saying, even the amen was like, my suit, Lord. I'm telling you. After I collected the suit, I said, so Baba, how can I be calling you? He gave me a number that maybe it will go tomorrow morning. Maybe tomorrow it will ring. From the day that he gave me that I tried it, the number you have dialed, he switched off. I kept trying, that number is not working. See, today I don't know where that man is. That was the first time I saw him. The second day was the last time I heard from him. Nobody has traced him again to our church. The scripture that came to me, sometimes you can give angels. And see, let me tell you something. Many of the things that man has said have come to pass. They have. Giving. I've told you before that there was a time when I was working, I was about to volunteer for GCM. I was walking along where they lodged us. And an old woman carried an heavy load on her head. As I was going, I said, old woman, coming from farm with this load, and I'm a young man, and I'm strong. Mama, how are you, ma? Fine, in Yoruba language. I said, Mama, Egbewa, bring this. How come me? And this, I said, Mama, Egbewa, there's nothing there. When I carried the load, I almost said, Mama, take it back. I'm telling you. The load was heavy. So I said, Mama, where's your house? She said, towards that side. I raced. I left her behind. Sincerely, I left her behind. And she was following me. When I dropped that load, that old mama with another mama, come and say prayer. She now gave me small gari. She gave me small gari out of the made gari. And she prayed for me. I remember how I escaped a major death at the junction close to that place. That morning when I woke up, I just started singing, Ikuole lagbara lori mi o, moti bo, I saw, and I was singing songs around this. That morning, and I was to go to campus to begin to pray. I stood at the junction, right in my eyes, not be say dream. A vehicle was coming with full speed and faced me at where I was standing. What made that vehicle to turn? See, today, I don't know it. And screeched. Went to the other side. I'm telling you, right in my eyes. When you say angels are guiding you, it's real. I've seen it. Sometimes when I go and I stand back in that junction, when I pass that area, I will remember the junction. This is where my blood will have been spilled. You see, I see you see old people carry their load. You just say, Mama, I can share. When your strength can be given, you don't just give money, you can give strength. You can give time. Giving is also living. For your Father in heaven giveth, you must learn to give. Have you seen churches where they call offering one? Somebody will carry 500 and go and split it to 20 naira. If they call 19 offering, it's 50 naira that 5 offering will split to 30 naira. Stingy. Yes, Mama Sokwe Elanu Gadwa. He will open his mouth and pray for blessing after he has reduced things to change. I don't see people who go to Osha to say, change it. Change the anchor. I will be pursuing. We'll be pursuing the usher for change. About me. Change the anchor. Where's that my change? People pursue ushers for change. You see, I used to tell myself, the money I will throw inside the offering basket that I'll be looking for change, I would rather put it in my pocket. How can you be waiting after service? You say, I think you have not gone to know I'm waiting for change from the usher. People do it. Some people don't go to church when there's no offering. They will not go to church. You ask, mommy, hey, Lord Church, you are not going to church. Yes, I don't have offering. It's how will it look like if they are now dancing forward and I step back for them. I say, there are several times I've been in church without offering. I dance more than those who went to pray. Because my dance is an offering. My heart is an offering. God is not looking for naira, he's looking for my heart. You see, I used to do this before the Lord rebuked me. When I go to church, when it's offering time, if I know 500 is there, I will push it aside. 200, I will push it aside. 100, I will push it aside. 50, I will push it aside. 20, I will push it. It's 10 naira or 5 naira. Because something in me says God is, God understands. I thought it's God that wants to spend money. I don't know it's our church that needs it. So because I've used 500 to calculate Iru, Efo, you know, kerosene in one thing. Okay. No, I think 10 naira. We are still coming to service next Sunday. We'll still give now. We are coming to Bible study, we'll give. We are coming to prayer meeting, we'll give. We are coming to Sunday service, we'll give 3 offering. Let me be wise in this Bible study. I give 10 naira. Because when I come on Thursday, what will I give? When I come on Sunday, what will I give? You see, I'm helping me and God, we are doing business. And they will say, open your mouth and say double miracle. Double miracle. It does not exist. It's everything a double double. It's a lie. You remain single. There's nothing like double in your life. Because you are stingy to God. It does not, I bless the Lord for the wife I marry. If you marry a husband that is not a giver, you will both end up in bankruptcy. If you marry a wife that can place calculation on God, and then you tell God, God relax, you know, things are not real, right? You know coronavirus is outside, so let's look at, you know, if you marry that kind of person, you are in trouble. Give me, if God was to look at how good the world is, how bad the world is, somebody by gift he buy in this weekend people, and he was also calculating and didn't give Jesus Christ, who remain our sin. You must be a cheerful giver. I found out when I want to give now, I just give. Me before. If I give 100 naira, it will be paining me. Yeah, why did I give 100 naira? It's too much now. How can I give 100 naira in the basket? In the offering plate, it's much. I found myself when I started saying, Lord, I repent. If you gave me Christ, what else can I not give? I started giving 1,000 offering, 500 offering, 2,000 offering. I just give. I found out that when I became a cheerful giver, my supply also was free. No hindrance. Oh, hallelujah. This beautiful mind there understands. When God meets your need when you have not prayed. I saw how I'm supposed to pay several hundreds of thousands. And it came for free. Free. Giving is important. Look, I want you to look at one more scripture. Proverbs 22 verse 9. I hope it is that place. Proverbs 22 verse 9. Aha! Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17 is where I want you to also open. Please open it, everybody. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Please read for us.
Caring for the poor.
Caring for the poor.
And lending
When you give to the poor, what are you giving directly?
The Lord.
The Lord.
And you'll be well repaid.
You will be well repaid.
If you have pity on the
poor,
to the Lord.
You lend to the Lord.
And he will pay back when he has.
Hallelujah. And when Baba is paying back, he does not just pay back, he pays back well. When you help the poor, so that tells you something, that God loves the poor.
And he paid wonderful interest on your loan.
Did you see that? Read it again. What translation is that?
Living
Bible.
When you help the poor,
you are lending to the Lord.
He pays wonderful
interest on your loan. Hallelujah. I remember when God introduced me to this scripture. He said, always look for those who don't have. My wife knows. And you see, God said, as you are faithful in doing this, this is what qualifies you for more. When you see now that we are dealing with using money, not money using you. And if money comes into your hand and God said, give everything, because you are not the one clinging to it, what will you do to that money? You are willing to give it. Jesus Christ is not some of what God has. That's all of what God has. Jesus Christ is not some of the things that God has. Jesus Christ is all of God. If God gave his all, why can't you give your all? And I tell you, like the popular saying is, it says, if he is not Lord over all, he is not Lord at all. If Christ is not Lord over all that you have, he's not Lord at all. If all your money, you must reach a point where you say, God, give me 1 million, I can give it out now. That's the level where money is no more using you. You demand it now and it goes out. Get ready for material abundance. How many people in church understand this? And please take note. Giving should be for the sake of the kingdom, not because you want to get. Imagine that out of 100%, because of my time, out of 100% of all that comes inside the church, only 10% goes to missions. By statistics, out of 100%, only little goes for evangelism and missions. The real assignment God said we should do. We are dedicating new house, new shop, new this, new that, and the people God has ordained to go and serve him are suffering. Let me tell you something. God does not just give things so. That's why you will find out that you will see the people of the world with riches. You will see the church starving. Several Christians. Why? Several Christians have not understood that the purpose of money is to advance the kingdom, not to have it. Oh, you didn't get that. The purpose of money is to advance the cause of Christ, not to have that money. Money is not what you need to have. It is what you need in your custody to use to advance the cause of Christ. That's why you don't do business for money, you do business for the kingdom. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
This is the key. I'm teaching you kingdom principles. When you die, imagine some foolish men. I call them foolish because the Bible calls them foolish. Somebody is dying and they buried him inside the grave with his car. Car worth sometimes $2 million, £5 million. I saw that picture and I said, this is madness. They put a man inside a car and they dig a grave and put both him and the car inside the grave. What can feed a whole town was buried. That's the kind of riches you want to envy. That's the kind of boy you want to rush for. How can you bury £5 million inside the ground? That's foolishness. Pure foolishness. Listen, are you following me? The reason why you must have money. No, sorry. The reason why you need this material abundance is to receive it so that you can use it to advance the kingdom. I want to be a man that when God looks at my life, my wife, He looks at how many nations we have changed. Yet we don't change dress anyhow. We are changing nations, but we don't change clothes anyhow. By the kind of things God has given to me, my clothes should be much and should be very, very nice. And I mean it. But you see me say, because I've understood that the life of a man does not consist of the abundance of things that he has. Who said it? Jesus Christ, the blessed. So that we have money doesn't mean we change clothes anyhow. We change clothes when it is needed. In fact, we ask God to help us such that when he does not want us to change clothes, we can remain like that and keep changing lives. Somebody say, what is he talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I remember one of our brothers, and this story used to shock me. He's one of the top people of GT Bank. Some of our friends were going for a meeting, in Boko. And the money they were supposed to use is not enough. And they didn't need it. I think it was a charter. They still needed more money. So they now called him and said, brother, sir, the money is not enough and all of that. And we don't know how to quickly do because we need to move. He now said, enter any GT Bank and mention my name. You don't understand? There are people who can withdraw money without check in this country. This brother, I know him, is a disciple of Jesus. If you see his dressing, you don't think he has 500 naira. Good palm, not as if it's torn, no. Good palm, simple shirt, simple trouser. He can walk past by you. The way our brother, sometimes the way he greets, you will think he is one of these brothers. And when this our brother said, when he told him, he said, enter any GT Bank, sir, and mention your name. He said, yeah, just do that. And this brother is our brother. He said, you enter and he said, sir, so person said I should come and withdraw so amount of money. He said, that's all right. He just picked phone. That's all. He got money out of no ATM. No card, no check, name, and that's a disciple of Jesus. That's what we are talking about. It was when a time came and I saw some of his rides. Then I said, this brother that all of us will be doing, imagine you are working in a conference, you are both carrying bowl of beans together, you are turning a bar like this. For people in retreats, and the brother that is turning with you begging, says, sorry, yeah, that thing for your body, his account is breathing. Hallelujah. This is a brother, he didn't start like that. So don't think we don't have disciples who have abundance of material things, but it does not touch them. Have you seen brethren? Brethren who have jeeps, but they can trek and be doing evangelism. They will intentionally take public transports to preach the gospel. You are not with me. He can do that consistently for 1 month. Because his car means nothing to him. He's you that want to have car to show. Disciples, we have car, and it doesn't mean anything. I want you to understand what we are. Are you following what I'm talking about? Giving is for the kingdom. Do you know why we want you to trust God to begin to possess material things? There is an agenda that we must push. Now, when you want to buy Bibles for people, what does it take to buy it? You need cash to buy it, or you need influence. He said that you use your influence to get it, or you use cash to get it. Do you know that what money cannot give you, influence can give you? Yes. What money cannot give you, relationship can give you. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know that I can go and buy a car, or somebody that knows me can give me a car?
Yes.
I still have a car.
Yes.
Is that not so? So don't just think in respect to cash alone. The relationship you are joking with today may be what will give you houses tomorrow. You can write, letter of application to get a job. Relationship also can give you a job. Are you following me? Yes. Eh? We know him. That's all. That's what gets you. In fact, sometimes it is we know the daddy of this young lady. That's all. And we get it. What everybody is struggling with certificate to get, you will get it because your daddy knows the person. That's what the Bible says. Jesus increased in favor with God and with man. So, see, I want you to have a desire that when God begins to allow you to possess material things, it is so that you can advance a course. When I went to the north and I saw the way missionaries were suffering, and I saw the way missionaries were suffering, in me, I ate the fact that I will not have access to material things and allow the wicked people that have riches. What are they doing with their material things? They are buying one shoe for 500,000 naira. Our brother Joseph told me about some people that when they want to drink, they call that thing casket. One wine in that casket is 150,000. And they can buy probably 1.5 million at a sitting to drink. And that 1.5 million will give 1,500 Bibles to indigenous Christians in the north. What some people wasted as wine. Are you following me? So you see the reason why we are doing business. You see the reason why we are going to school. It's not to be better to achieve a destiny. We are already in our destiny. We want to have access to it to push an agenda. There was a time I heard that AK-47 that this Boko Haram uses and all of these people, it costs 2 million naira. Each. New. One gun. And you can see a terrorist possessing many. I mean, he's having many. So it means even without that money, terrorists can advance their cause. Are you following me? So we see that access to material things allows certain things to be done. Why? We are in this realm. Are you with me now?
Yes,
I said, are you with me now?
Yes.
Do we go to the market and say, grace of God rest upon you, Elijah. The grace of God is upon you. Hallelujah. 2 congos of rice, 2 congos of beans. God bless you, sister. Will you get it? Do you get to the market and you are just shouting, hallelujah, Jesus reign. Can I have rice there? Can I have garri there? Hallelujah, Jesus. Will they bring it? No. They don't know you. You need to speak our language. What's your language? You give me the cash. Once you give them the cash, they will give you the exchange. Now, why do you want to go and buy things in the market? You need to feed more disciples. It's not because something else tell you, I need a jar, you know. That's not the reason to eat. Are you living to eat or you are eating to live? Which one? We are just eating so that we can live. We are not living. You know, some people are living to eat. That's animal life. So why do we want more resources? We want more resources for disciples to be comfortable. Is it? Oh, amen.
Amen.
We went to preach to a brother and he said, I became a Muslim because of 2,000 naira. Eh? If I don't stop Yahoo, how will I eat? If you want to advance the kingdom, what do you do to that Yahoo brother? You want to follow Jesus, he say, yeah, come and see us. Come and see food. Will he have problem again? At least you solve part of the problem. Are you following me?
Yes,
that's the reason why we want to get this money. That's the reason why we want to have access to this money. We want to advance an agenda. It's not for ourselves. You now find out that if you have 500,000, you do some things. 1 million, you are able to do more things. 2 million, you are able to do more things. 10 million, you are able to do more things. That's the reason we want to keep, because we want to keep extending what we can do on the earth for the kingdom. That's the reason. No other reason. Any other reason in your mind for you to make money, it means that money is your idol. Any other reason that is outside the kingdom. Is it clear? I said, is it clear? Number six, which is the final. Wisdom. Now, the background in walking in material abundance. Number one, everybody say it loud and clear. Number one. Number two, absolute trust. Number three, walk. Number four, faithfulness. Number five, giving. Now, lastly, wisdom. Wisdom. You need wisdom. Oh, amen. Now, I'm going to trust God that what I'm going to explain in a few minutes as I close, that you will really understand this. Because what I'm about to explain, I could use another 1 hour 30 minutes. But I am trusting that what I'm going to explain now in a few minutes, that God will so grant you understanding. Wisdom. Look at the following scriptures. Just to keep our time. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 to 12. Another person, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Another person, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 to 12. Please read.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance.
And by it there is profit to them that seek the sun.
Please, don't miss this time. By wisdom there is profit. Is that not so? Go on.
And by it there is profit to them that seek the sun. For wisdom is a defense.
Wisdom. Listen. Wisdom is a defense.
And money is a defense.
Money is a defense.
But the excellence of knowledge is.
But the excellence of knowledge, that is that wisdom, yes? Is that what?
That wisdom giveth life to them that.
Wisdom giveth life. See, wisdom is a what? Oh, praise the Lord. Are you following? Wisdom is what? I said, wisdom is what? Money is also what? So that tells you something there. There's a parallel there. What money is what wisdom is. Only that wisdom is greater. So, see, wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. They now said the excellence of the knowledge of wisdom is that it had life, durability, stability. That tells you that instead of pursuing money, that's a defense, pursue wisdom. That's a defense, and you will get more than what money can give you. Did you follow that?
Yes,
I said, did you follow it?
Yes,
let's stay on King James for now. Wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. The excellence. So wisdom has excellence. Wisdom is reserved for we who are Christians. You can see, there's a way you can get money that you don't have to be a Christian. We are going to teach you. Are you ready?
Yes,
please don't. I'm trusting God to help you.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, go for wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the what?
The beginning of
wisdom. I said, the fear of the Lord is the what?
The beginning.
So if you want to get wisdom, where do you start from? The fear of God.
The Lord.
You must truly honor God in your heart. That's the beginning. Because when you begin to touch this area of money, the next thing money takes away from your heart is what? The fear of God. So go for wisdom. Don't go for how to do business to get more money, because the fear of God will come out. What money does is to chase God away. You cannot serve God and mammon. Are you following?
Yes.
I'm going to rush certain. Your understanding must be sharp now. Did you follow me to that point?
Yes, sir.
When you go for money, what is money pursuing? He will pursue God out of you. But when you pursue wisdom, the fear of God is the beginning. So when you now pursue wisdom, wisdom don't only give you what money gives you. It gives you more than that. That's why wisdom is the principal thing. And in all digettings, get understanding. So every matter in life, academics, marriage, what do you go for first?
Wisdom.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's what to... See, anytime you want to do something, say first, what is the wisdom behind this? What is God saying about this? When you have a trouble in your life, something is disturbing you in your family, you go for wisdom first. And that wisdom is gotten from the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is a revelation of secret things from God. That's why wisdom is beyond. You don't learn wisdom in school. You can get knowledge in school, but no school will teach you about wisdom. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You can get knowledge in school, but no school teaches you about wisdom. Only the Lord gives wisdom. If any lacks wisdom, let him what? If you ask for wisdom, you get more than money. If you go for money and you lose wisdom, money will make you to be proud. Money will send God out of your heart. That's why many rich people even disrespect pastors. Have you seen pastors going to meet rich people and they will tell pastors to wait outside until they finish? Missionaries will go. Look, if I come to you and I see arrogance, I don't need your money. I will tell you to your face, please give you, I came for a message. I can finish preaching and start trekking. It doesn't move me. Because I carry the blessing. How many, you remember that brother we went to preach to? That he told us that, Satonia, my wife, that he told us that how many pastors come to his uncle who is herbalist to get water. Please, what is the pastor looking for?
Money.
The love of money is the root of all evil. So, Bible says, wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. When you have money, it's a form of defense. But the beauty of wisdom given by the Holy Spirit is that it goes beyond. I will give you the following scriptures. You study it on your own. Now, please, it's important. Proverbs 8:11. Has anybody seen it?
Yes,
read it quickly.
For wisdom is better than rubies.
Wisdom is, I want another translation. Please read your own. Wisdom is better than rubies.
And all the things one may desire.
All the things one may desire, yes,
cannot
be compared with her. Wisdom, the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit at any given point. Wisdom, the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit at any given point. Wisdom, the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit at any given point. When you are faced with any given circumstance, wisdom is the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit on how to go about it. You don't buy it in the market. You don't learn it in school. That's why your walk with God is important. One thing about wisdom is that when you feel you know, you can never be wise. When you always feel you know, you will think you are wise, but you are not wise. Because the pathway of wisdom is humility. Humble yourself before small, before great. Those who are wise, they don't appear to know. Those who are not wise, they feel they know. They want to always talk. Those were the things God, the Lord taught me. I remember then, if I'm somewhere, I always want to talk. I always want to share. I always want to speak something. I want to share my opinion. I feel mine is always better. And the Lord says, silence, in a way, is a show of wisdom. Silence. You saw our master stood before Pharisees and Sadducees. When they were asking him questions, what did he do? He kept quiet. His wisdom. You know how you are saying that now. You are my friends. Are you following me?
Yes,
see, I'm teaching you something that I've gone through. You know, sometimes you feel like God has spoken to you, and I've done it before. I will say God spoke to me until the Lord say, if I speak to you, wisdom demands that you will listen. You know what shocked me? See, wisdom. God called Samuel. What is there? God telling Samuel that sit down, the one talking to you. Samuel was going to Eli. All of them who? You are not following me. God did not bypass the authority in that temple to communicate a revelation. God waits for the approval of the authority to even further his own agenda. Wisdom, sir. Wisdom. You call me, sir. No, I didn't call you. He went back. Samuel. And God saw him running again. Thank God, say, stop. I'm the one calling you. No. You called me. No, I didn't call you. Samuel. He went again. Do you know if Eli had not said like this, if God was calling 1 million times, and what would God still be doing? He will keep calling. He must not bypass the authority. Wisdom, sir. When Eli now said, when the voice call again, say, speak, Lord. Until permission was given from the authority, God could not further the revelation. You always want to feel you know. You will not go far. You see, you may have several things in your head. We know the date we quench. Because you are not walking in wisdom. You think God is... He wants to cage you. When you say you bow under authority, He's testing you. If truly they can give you real wisdom, true riches, and see the way you are feeling. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you learning?
Yes, sir.
It's important. So, if you want riches of, you understand, all those EFCC kind of pursuing, EFCC that will pursue you, don't go for that one. No problem. The one that armed robbers will collect from you, go for that one. The one that they will point gun at your head and collect it, go for. But if you want the one God can defend, the pathway is wisdom. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You saw what kidnappers did to many rich men.
Mm.
Eh?
Mm.
Aha. The money that God can defend, the type of Job, that's the one I want. Listen to this. That challenge you are going through, the way out is wisdom. There's no time to teach you on that part. Everybody say wisdom. You see, you need wisdom. The revelation given by the Holy Spirit at any given point in time, because there's a challenge, because there's a situation. Wisdom. And when God wants you to function in wisdom, He puts you under an authority. Listen, look at wisdom. Are you following me?
Yes,
why is it that Jesus had to go and be baptized under John? John was the authority of that time. Are you following me? When Daddy, I call him Daddy. When Daddy Jesus came to John, what can he Daddy? Can he brother John? So, brother John said, answer. It's me that should it's me you should baptize. What did Jesus say? Suffer it to be so now, that we may fulfill all righteousness. Do you know the word righteousness? Let me do what is necessary. If I don't bow to authority, I can't be made an authority. If I don't bow to authority, I won't be made to become an authority. It's wisdom. He who has not bowed to authority cannot be made into an authority. Even Jesus Christ, he has to pass that test.
There's no
self-made man. He immediately was baptized, submitting under an authority. The voice came. Why didn't the voice came before? I think if the voice have come before and say, this is my beloved son, go and go, please baptize him. Can't it come like that? Bible says, having been baptized, rising out of water, passing the test of submission, the voice of approver came. No approver until you submit. Let me tell you something. God knows these were things that He taught me in Lagos in 2009-2010. These were the things He taught me. Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
Wisdom. We are reading Proverbs 8:11. Is that not so?
Yes.
What did He say again?
He said, for wisdom
is better than rubies.
And
can I have another translation? Everything you desire can.
Value of wisdom is far above rubies.
You see that? Value of wisdom.
Nothing can be compared.
What can you compare? And the Bible says Christ is the wisdom of God. So the Holy Spirit is the one. Are you following me?
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes.
It's important. From today, may you not walk again in foolishness.
Amen.
I say from today, may you not walk again in foolishness.
Amen.
I said, from today, may you not walk again in foolishness.
Amen.
I want you to close your eyes and pray.